Yeah, when your voice and things like that. Yeah, works. This too will pass. This too will pass. Let's pray. Almighty eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity to just share your word.
Preach the entire text. But age has given me some wisdom of.
Lashes full of things like donkey hair. I don't think anybody in here has had some donkey hair. Prices for the dove though. Didn't make sense. I know ain't nobody eating that. But what always gets my attention in this text is a disagreement between two women. Two women who have decided that their sons would be their next meal. That's why they were going to eat their own children. It's just after one son was served as a meal, the other woman hid her son. See, when the stories are interrupted, Bernard got to call press conferences. But if you notice, Mordecai doesn't interrupt the stories anymore. But he only interrupts the newscast. It's just when the stories are interrupted. You can pick up the Bible and read it. So the storylines are even better. The good news in the text this morning, before I even get to my first point, is just like God ended the situation in our text, when it comes to coronavirus, this too will end. And I believe that because I know the character of God. A God that brought some of you, just like God brought me, a mighty God with me. A God that opened doors for you, just like God opened up doors for me. A God who has provided all of our needs. See, it's just that we are so easy to forget what God has done. We forgot where we came from, and not only that, we forget who God is. And put ourselves in a position we can't handle, the position of Almighty God. See, when you know the power of God, you know it like I do, this thing will pass. The first thing our text teaches us, there will be those who don't believe. Nobody should be surprised about that thing. But with all the scientific achievements, with all of our knowledge, how other people pop us up. There's no place in the lives of men for this thing called God. See, for them, God is for silly people. Silly people who need relief from their struggles. But now, you know, I read something else this morning. You know, they said that the evangelicals, that they were talking against science, saying that science was the faith of unbelief. That people that wanted to create doubt, preserve God's creation. Then with the green bird tail books. You know, but if you read the Bible, if you understand the Bible, if you appreciate that God made the thing and God made it well, you will take care of the air. You will take care of the water. You will take care of all creation. But for those who say it's a silly book, I would disagree. For the more I learn, both in pharmacy and theology, the more I experience as I live my life each and every day, I would testify, but I don't want the virtual service to go on for so long. Just let me put it this way. Life has taught me that there is a God, and that causes me to believe even more. But as for the unbelief in the text, the city is under attack. All the supplies have been cut off. The king is wearing mourning clothes, even though he tried to cover them up. People can see. And see, when you try to cover up things of importance, or I was just to go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there are people who will see exactly what you're doing. And a friend of talking to him on the phone yesterday, open the locker. There was a lovely South Carolina. He said, you hide stuff, but sometimes the janitors will find out. And they will spread it. The secretaries will find out. And they will spread it. You can't hide the truth under so long. And not only that, the king is mad at the man of God, Elisha. Mad because Elisha had been telling the king about all the wrong things that he had done. And that's why I post what I post. Even if all of you get mad, we gotta do what God says.
That's what was supposed to be. He said, may God do the same to me if the head of Elijah remains on his shoulder today. In other words, there will be a political assassination of the religious leader. The king sends a messenger to kill Elijah. In addition to the unbeliever who are the focus of our text here, the messenger says, why should I trust God in all? And if that thought has gone through your mind, I know bad things have happened in all of our lives. But in addition to the bad things, in addition to the way things are right now, just think sometimes about the goodness of the Lord. Oh, there ought to be a shout. See, if it's Christian, sometimes we don't know where to be shout. As we enter the text, Elijah says, hear the word of God. At this time, Mr. Bob, a seed of wheat, that's 2.5 quarts, a small bag, and 2 seeds of olive, 5 quarts, that's a big bag. They will both sell for 28 cents. See, I got to unpack that. See, when Elisha speaks those words, that donkey head I was talking about earlier, that was selling for $20. On that day, pigeon vest is selling for $1.25. But on the next day, real food, food that you want to eat, food that you need to eat, is only going to cost $28 for a donkey head. I don't think so. But $28. For some pie and some meat, for praise God, for who follows. And that's what the officer said. Come on, now, man. Even if the Lord should make windows in the sky, how did this happen? I gotta ask you this morning. How many doors has God opened up to you? In fact, when people shut doors in your face, did God open up the windows? I know this too will pass. Don't lose your faith in God. Don't lose your trust in God. I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but I will not take the chance. You don't want to be like that captain who Elisha called. You will see it with your own eyes, but you won't eat from it now. See, I want to see this thing to pass, and when it does, I want to enjoy life. But have you ever noticed how God uses the rejected? When you always preach, Jesus is in the march. And he's always there. Jesus will use people in the march because they allow themselves to be used by God. Well, I could go on for a few minutes. Let me just press on. There are poor men with a skin disease. Since they were on the outside, they probably had leprosy. And if you know any of the biblical stories about leprosy, you know that they were to be avoided at all costs. And I love the conversation that they have on the outside of the city gates. If we decide to go into the city, there's a peril, and we will die there. If we stay here, we're not just the same. So that's no time eating again. If they let us live, we'll live. If they kill us, we'll die. And how many times has God given you opportunity to change your life? And you just sit there. Stay where you were going to die or a place where you would not. Instead of going to a place where at least there was a 50-50. See, be like these poor, rejected men. Move on to the place where they have a chance. The Bible said they moved towards the camp, but something happened, and they didn't even know. The Lord had made an Armenian camp give a sound for chariots, horses, and a straw. See, when God wants to bring a change and bring about some real justice, when God wants to bring certain things to him, the Lord will make a sound that will confuse the neighbors. Stop fornicating. was the officer in charge of the gate. And because there was so much stuff on the other side of the gate, because so many other people wanted to get up, the people trampled the officer at the gate, and he died. This was just what the man of God said. He saw with his own eyes, and he didn't need it. So as I paint my seat, be encouraged. Trust in the Lord, not in Pastor Edward. Do everything you can to protect yourself from this virus. For this show to will pass. Just remember, when it does pass, it was your God, not the God of the NFL or the NBA. Not the God of your stopper. Not the God of your superstar that you spent all your money on to see them in concert. Not the God of technology, but it was the same God who created you and me, God. It was the same God who put our beautiful blessings on the line for you and for me, God. It was the same God. And now I'm on that first Sunday morning with all power. That same God, a God who does all things well. It will be the God that makes sure this thing will pass. So as we leave this morning, worship God, honor God, serve God, even though things might not turn out the way things we want to. But God will. I said, God will. God will make things right. And this coronavirus, this pandemic, this sickness, all this death, it too, along with a few other things, I ain't gonna call that name, but they too, will pass away. This thing, will pass. Amen. 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 I know you're watching on Facebook or Twitter. You know.